All right. Hi, everybody. This is Jean Carriger, president of Capstone Marketing, and I am excited today to be talking with Siri Savay, who is the practice growth specialist for PKF Texas and was recently named the Association for Accounting Marketing Rookie of the Year. Siri graduated from the University of Texas at Austin, and after graduation, moved to Los Angeles, right? Moved to the big city.
I did.
For a career in music, and I understand you worked for a music publication.
Yes.
And then moved back to Houston in 2017 and began with PKF Texas about 2018.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So a few of Siri's accomplishments include the firm's Desk Buddies video series, increased engagement on social media, and the firm's Faces of PKF Texas campaign. Spotlighting various PKF Texas team members. So that was a pretty good name for that. Mm-hmm. So Siri's taken a very interesting route to accounting marketing, right? Going from film and all of that to accounting marketing, right? So congratulations on being named Rookie of the Year.
Thank you so much. I am truly shocked, but I'm honored at the same time that I was selected. You know, I think there were probably many very good candidates. And so again, I'm honored that I'm being recognized by the association for this. So,
well, and the reaction on the day when they announced, you know, at the Amos, I just thought was priceless. So that it didn't totally make up for not being able to do it live, but it came pretty close, I thought, in my estimation.
Right? Yeah. And for those listening, what happened was I was so shocked by the news. I started crying on camera, but it was a very touching moment. And I'm glad that we were still able to come together as an association and marketers to celebrate everybody who won that night and got recognized.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So this is not only the first Zoom Capstone conversation, we could probably call this, you know, like the COVID series. So I've got some additional questions, in addition to what I normally ask, because I like to see trends, you know, as part of the responses. So why don't we start off with the biggest change to your marketing program due to COVID? What are you guys mixing up?
Actually, if I may, there's a few big challenges. Mm-hmm. For example, there's been a shift to more COVID-19 related content, which I'm sure is across the board. That's the big hot topic right now. And this includes consistent communication to all of our clients through our constant contact email blast system. You know, the pandemic is affecting all businesses. So it's as service providers looking out for our clients' businesses, we want to make sure they're apprised of new developments and keep that conversation going. And another two things that come to mind is we lose a lot of in-person engagements. You know, we host live seminars exclusively for our clients and prospects. So we had to thoughtfully work around and do more of a virtual Zoom webinar space. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working with our niche teams to make sure that we do that effectively and easily. And then again, live events, a lot of our sponsorships revolve around people networking in the marketplace. And so we have to, again, think about how to do that still in a virtual space.
Right. The technology, I mean, look, we're using it right now, right? I mean, it's it helps, but it doesn't replace the face-to-face. So I'm looking forward to a time when we can safely, you know, go back and network and spend time live.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So during all this, so you mentioned a lot of really good points, just about the need to communicate and the frequency of it and keeping your clients informed and all of that. What have you learned over these past few months about yourself or your team or your firm and how you've been able to adapt?
Transitioning to a work from home strategy has been an adjustment, but I think it's showcased our firm's resilience in the face of a worldwide crisis. Mm-hmm. And again, communication, you know, it's always key, but I think everybody's kind of stepped up their game with effective communication. You know, we're not able to just walk down the hall and say, hey, so-and-so, like, you know, just get deadlines moving. And again, the face-to-face with, we use Microsoft Teams. And so we try to still have those face-to-face conversations. You know, it's a big change, but we're rolling with the punches and we're trying to stay apprised on those things. Our chief culture and chief growth officer have been very, very good about sending out firm-wide communications every so often when new things are developed in the pandemic with the PPP loan. You know, that gets distributed to across our firm for 150 members.
Right. Because we can't forget about that either. Right. So we're all concerned about, you know, clients and prospects, you know, as we should be.
Mm-hmm.
But our own team members are equally important. Right?
Yes.
And you know, we don't even have the water cooler, right, to stand around, you know, to talk about what's going on. So, you know, that when you don't communicate with your team, they can start daydreaming, you know, about what could be happening. So it's always best that you're transparent with that information.
Yes, there has been a lot more transparency and conversation from our leadership team, and I applaud them for keeping all of us engaged. And you know, there are still ideas of how we can still come together as a firm, even though we're not in person.
Right, absolutely. So I know that you've only been with your firm for a couple of years, but in that time, what do you find is the biggest challenge to marketing an accounting firm?
I think one of the greatest challenges is differentiating, and this is, I want to say this is across the board, differentiating our firms in an industry that where we basically offer the same services. You know, it's compliance services. Everyone's marketing themselves as, you know, CPAs, professionals, accountants, and business advisors. So how do we stand out in that crowd? And one of the ways we try to differentiate ourselves is highlighting our people, spotlighting our team members. And because those are the people that are engaging with our clients the most. And it's about maintaining and building those relationships.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. Because I do some branding work at Capstone Marketing, and we always hone in on the number one way that any firm is different from the other is its people and how you deliver that service and the experience that your clients have in working with you.
Right. And that's our Faces campaign is those people, the faces of your engagement team, the faces of this niche team, our not-for-profit team, you know, so it's like building those personable, approachable connections with people.
Right. So now where does that Faces of PKF Texas happen? Is it social media? Is it advertising? How are you using it?
Yes. So it first was about our digital advertising that we have with the Houston Business Journal. And we've kind of streamlined it through our website with social media and then some of the videos that I've developed. We have a hashtag, Faces of PKF Texas. So just keeping that in all of our messaging across the board to maintain the branding of that campaign.
Right. Very good. Thinking about your own skill set, what do you think, which skill makes you successful? Because obviously you've got many skills, otherwise you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. But what do you think has the most impact that helps you be an effective marketer for PKF Texas?
For me, I think video content is key for the new frontier of content creation. So as you mentioned earlier, I went to University of Texas at Austin and got a film degree in screenwriting. So I've had experience with video editing, and I think that's one of my strongholds as a marketer at my firm, to showcase the firm in a new and innovative way, developing new mediums for us to get our message out there. You know, a video can figuratively and literally speak volumes, because again, it just develops that more personable, relatable approach. You mentioned Desk Buddies, which I personally love. It showcases our team members in not so much in a serious accounting role, but you get to see different personalities shine. You get to know our people.
Nice.
And that's branched off into different culture videos where we're, you know, getting more of personable touches of our team members that maybe clients or the marketplace doesn't get to see.
Right. And that also has to play a big role in your recruiting efforts, I would imagine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's really great. It's rewarding for me to know that this is a new way we can showcase PKF Texas. But I work very closely with our retention and recruiting and retention manager, Mandy Fields. And she's very great about reporting. Oh, the recruits loved Desk Buddies. They want to know when season 2 is coming out, but we're in the middle of COVID. So it's a little bit difficult and challenging to make that happen.
Yes. But, oh my goodness. Right.
It is reaching our targeted audiences, which is good right. to know.
Well, and you know, I don't have the stats in front of me, but we all read and hear about the importance of video and adding that to your marketing mix and how the number of people who turn to video to learn more information, it just increases all the time. So video is really something we need to pay attention to.
It is. And it was building, Desk Buddies was building on top of our video podcast, The Entrepreneur's Playbook, which is geared more towards client-facing target audience. But it's great to have both mediums where, and it's, everything is directed to our website.
Right. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now I know that you just have those couple of years experience, right, in accounting marketing, but if you could give advice to other accounting marketers, what would you say?
This is going to sound very philosophically cliche, and I apologize, but just, my life of living is finding ways to stay creative and inspired and love the work that you're doing. Engage with your team members at your firm to keep that energy alive. You know, even though we're in an industry you wouldn't primarily think of as creative, you can make it creative. Mm-hmm. As marketers, we work in a creative space and thrive on that creativity. So what better way to produce content than constantly being inspired? Admittedly, I never thought I'd end up working at an accounting firm, but
neither did I.
Here,
that was a long time ago.
But we're here, and you know, this is a chance for us to wear our creative caps every day, and this is an opportunity to make accountants look cool in the marketplace. That's what I like to say.
There you go. Right, but that's very good advice. But I think it's also important that the marketers have the firm culture and atmosphere to build upon that creativity. You know, it takes a partner group who's really going to embrace the marketing function.
Mm-hmm. And, for sure.
And you have that, you know, you have that at PKF Texas, which is awesome. Okay. So this may be my last question, because sometimes things just pop in my head, but, so similarly, if you had an opportunity to maybe not give advice, but make some comments, you know, to managing partners, what would you say to them?
It kind of echoes some of your sentiments, but, you know, marketing is a strategic effort and a collaborative effort. And marketers, I think, need a pathway to a seat at the table and be part of firm strategy, so that they can thoughtfully be proactive versus reactive to what's going on and what needs to be put out in the marketplace. If your marketing team doesn't have a seat at the table, keep them apprised of important information they should know about. I suspect a lot of accounting marketers are not from an accounting background. So mm-hmm. It's good to keep them in the loop and what's going on in the industry so that they can effectively communicate the messaging and make your firm look good in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because it just keeps getting more and more competitive, doesn't it?
Yep.
And you're in a competitive market there in Houston, you know?
Yes,
and Texas in general.
Yeah.
So it's that much more important that you can, you know, cut through the clutter, if you will, and also have to, you know, promote that brand of PKF Texas.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Awesome. Siri, you're a delight. We've been talking today with Siri Seve, who is the Practice Growth Specialist at PKF Texas and the Association for Accounting Marketing Rookie of the Year. Congratulations again, Siri. Well done.
Thank you so much, Jean. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll talk soon.